Yo, you already know what it is, man. We back like we never left. It's the same great host. I'm your boy, Inky Ree, and I'm with
your boy, Lenny Glory.
And we right back at you. Same great pod, just a different name. Perspective Without Limits. Same great host, different name. Got a rebrand. Formerly known as the Culture Is My Middle Name podcast, but we back better than ever. PWL, Perspective Without Limits. What you got to say, Chef?
Hey, man. Just happy to be back so we can bless the culture with our takes on music, entertainment, sports, because it's been a long journey, you know, just to get back and let us know what it is, you know.
Man, fuck all that. Yeah, we're going to get right to it, man. I like that. So let's get right to it. So we watching, what is this, the 50th anniversary of the hip-hop awards, basically, for BET.
Well, it's the BET Hip Hop Awards, but you know they're trying to pay, you know, homage or tribute to the 50 years that's been going on since, you know, a couple months ago. But obviously there's been some discrepancies with this different shows and different artists and stuff like that. But as we can see right now, because we in the middle of watching it right now as we record, it's a kind of in shambles in my opinion. But I guess we got to be happy for what we got, you know.
I mean, first
a Cassidy out here, so
and that's all love to Cass. The Cass and Swiss, they've been around for a long time, if you really think about it, you know, dating back to the 90s. So that do show longevity. And we kind of was talking about this before we came live on the pod,
right?
That you kind of felt like they was doing it more so just for the one time because it's the 50th anniversary of hip hop as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But this is nothing like the award shows that I remember growing up watching. You know, number one, the shit was shot live.
Right.
I'm shocked that you was telling me that that this was shot last week and they planned it to us now. And this is supposed to be some type of representation or a big up or celebration of hip hop. And you can't even do the show live.
Yeah, you see how it is. I understand that the actual anniversary date came and going, but if you're going to keep celebrating throughout the year, continue to have it properly done. You know what I'm saying? Don't just have it, you know, just for the time being. And then when you have another show pre-recorded, because last week you could see all the stuff going on social media. So now you're giving us secondhand stuff that's force-fed right now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you from that perspective, from a couple different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like hip hop in itself was supposed to be cultural moving and supposed to be like impactful. These guys was kind of wild. You couldn't really control what they was doing.
Right. But
I would like to think kind of in the essence of what hip hop really was about, when you're going back to not even like ancient, when people say you're going back in the day, I'm like, bro, this shit only really been around since like the 60s. You maybe can go back to maybe like Pit Pat, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a little bit early before that. But that was still like artistry. Now you're not even doing it live. And to kind of speak more to the spirit of hip hop, you kind of would have knocked the door down to kind of have it on the actual anniversary, mm-hmm. not deliver it to us like that. So in a lot of different ways of just like pure hip hop, it's different. Like the game is different now, but the overall production of how they did it is kind of... It's kind of cheesy in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, you know. And knowing that, you know, hip-hop is, what, like 79, 78 or so. But they say it really started, you can date back to, they say James Brown is like one of the...
Right, that's what I'm saying, even back to like the Pit Pat.
Yeah, you know, he the hip-hop. But, you know, I take that because, you know, he sampled throughout hip-hop history, you know. So
let me ask you this. How many people in the room right now that's at the arena actually know, like, dating back, let's even say to like the 80s, like the generation now, do you think that they pay much?
Or the one that's in the crowd right now?
Like, are they storied on the game of hip hop? Are they just using it, you know what I mean, as a means to an end?
But today's just a means to an end today. Because once you get business and money involved, that changed perspective of things. So it's a little bit sidetracked right now. especially with these new artists. And don't get me started on that.
Well, you, I mean, they definitely.
It's big business, man.
The culture, yeah. So that's what you're saying now is the artistry and the rare pureness of the music is, I see what you're saying, kind of suffering because now it's corporate. The game is like super, super corporate. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, even though, you know, it's full of streams and backwardsness, you know, what you might call it, because you can't see no money in the streams because, you know, the companies and the businessmen getting that money, but like they said, they should have went on strike with the writers.
I agree with that.
They should have went on strike with the writers, but you know.
Nah, I agree.
In our culture, in our avenues of color, they don't be thinking like that, man. It's craziness.
Yeah, I do feel like they. I do feel like, from a business standpoint, they probably are leaving a lot of bread on the table.
Tons of money on the table, man. But they do. Do they know, like, if they can just shut the whole industry down, what they'll do to it?
If yeah. They
take a stance to not do anything, what they'll do?
Like I say, it definitely has its own underbelly and big business culture because, we was just at the 50 show. Not too long ago.
Right.
And 50's what? Early, that's 20 years ago now, pretty much. When he went on his run, right? 20 years, pretty much, when he went on his run.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still able to go sell out a whole joint. And that was in Tampa. So, and plus, you see, he done hit the road pretty crazy. So.
Yeah, I think he on his, out of country leg right now.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That's somebody who's doing shit. From 20 years ago, there's no, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no music now that's really gonna stand the test of time.
Yeah, of course, man. Like everything now is like microwave. It's a tear bucket in the, you know.
With the exception of a couple people.
Yeah, that's a handful of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like I see the other day, Gilbert Arenas and them. Was talking about how many superstars is in the league, and it kind of got me thinking about one, that question, but two, while we talking about like music and hip hop, that's probably the same thing right now in hip hop. Yeah, you could probably have like five, six dudes.
It's running.
Who could probably
running.
Put out a crazy record.
Yes, yeah, it's the correlation is like even. It's right there.
Yo, that's why like
hip hop music to NBA right now. It's like exactly what that is.
It reminds you of when. Of when the nigga Drake has said, yeah, that's why sports and music is synonymous, yo. You know what I'm saying? They want to be us. We want to be them. So that shit kind of touched from that perspective for sure. But
yeah, I don't know about being Drake today, but
no, I'm saying like that's just I'm just saying how that line correlate between the two. But
yeah, no, I understand.
I don't know, but it's kind of just like a little funny segue, yo. That yo, you stupid. Yo, that's hilarious. But not to take shots at the boy, you feel me? But what did you think about the record? Because that shit kind of shook the shit up too, as far as people feeling a certain way about it. Speaking of niggas who've been in the game for a while, like Joe, like Buttons, you know what I'm saying? And they kind of see.
You know.
Their reaction. And did the nigga Drake have a point when he was talking at him, which is crazy.
Well, it's subjective, and that's his opinion, and like it wasn't nothing like, you know, I keep hearing people saying like, you know, it was like it was hate or he been building up, it was personal. This man big that man up 24/7. Joe bigs that man up 24/7, regardless of how you want to look at it or whatever. If you got a beef with somebody, you're not going to keep talking about that person or give credit to his music, pay homage to that person. It's not going to be none of that. If you have an issue, you really have an issue with somebody that's personal, you're not going to take your time out to, you know, what he call it, D-riding, whenever they going in on tangents about that man and his music, how they like, you know, how it made them feel a few years ago or even 15 years ago. How long Drake been in the game now?
At least 15. At least since like what would we even call it fair? Like 2009? Maybe a little earlier, like 2007?
Yeah. Yeah, about 16 years now. So
maybe not, maybe even further back than that, dog. Because well, I remember this nigga, I remember he dropped this stupid this shit with the
Trey Songz.
The Trey Songz shit.
That was about 08, 07, 08.
Yeah, that was probably the first time I heard about the crazy little nigga. But
well, you know, of course.
But for those who don't really know what we're talking about, yeah. But for those who don't really know what we're talking about, I guess the nigga Drake dropped his shit last week. I think it was like Friday or something like that.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Dropped it Friday at 6. You know, some cheese ball shit. And you know, he got whatever reaction he got from it. You know, I'm pretty sure he was satisfied with the reaction that he got from it. Plus, you know, he on his own tour, I believe, at this time.
Yeah,
he but know. He took offense to, I guess, some of I guess Button's review, Joe Button's review, I guess is what you would call it.
Correct.
And I don't know, man. I kind of like it as far as the sense of, you know, but as far as the sense of, you know, kind of hip hop, you know, I love people just to be taking jabs, and you know, I love to see people go back and forth. You know what I'm
but to piggyback off what you said, though. Is it something that we're gonna go back and play? Is it timeless?
No, man, hell no.
And that's my standpoint on that. It's like, okay, it's cool for right now, the new wave, the young generation liking it and stuff like that. But it's not an album that I would say from him that I'm gonna be talking about next year. I still go back to the first album and play that till today, still today.
Yeah, but and I agree with you on that 100%. I still play. I mean, nigga got the first couple shirts might have been straight.
Yeah, you know, I say the first three, first four.
But what do you think? But this is what I don't like. They put him almost in a space where they making it seem like the niggas dropping classics every summer, dog. Well, no, that's not what's happening.
Yeah, well, that's these kids these days.
You see what I'm saying?
Because and that's not where it's said at all. Trust me.
But that's the perspective of like where, nigga, we keeping it real for the we keeping it real as far as purists and judging somebody based off of they judging them off of basically the catalog that they done put out. So
that sounds kind of like, yes man-ish. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so I'm feeling like y'all niggas can't keep really saying that everything this nigga dropping is the new.
Listen,
it's the new fucking diamond standard. I'm like, bro, this shit.
Last three joints, I'm sorry, it's underwhelming. Of course, you're gonna have something that you know that's a vibe, it's a bop. But we won't forget about he done dropped something with 21. We forgot about he had the little dance album.
Bro, I'm talking about look, man.
I don't know what it's called. I don't know what the mess called. Never something or whatever it is. Whatever it is, but are we going back to listen to that music?
I mean, but them niggas did. I mean, and people are also getting it confused too because these niggas is running it with the tour. So it's kind of also get blown out of proportion that way too.
Yeah, I understand in that aspect. You know, you probably made the music for the tour or something, but at the end of the day, when the tour is over with, are we going back to listen to it? Is this something that, you know, I'm gonna just like, yeah, throw that last Drake album on, or not saying this album, but the last one that he had out before this one.
I don't
see that happening. I haven't been hearing anybody saying that. And he knows this. That's why he's responding and acting the way he is, because it's not hitting like he thought it was whenever he dropped, what was that, Take Care or whatever?
Yeah, no, you'll never get that moment. He'll never get that moment in time.
But there's just
some moments that you can't really, like, recapture. And that's just not even speaking on him. That's just on certain. Well, I guess I can't say that because you probably look at Jay-Z and Jay-Z probably done had like a ridiculous run. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he had a nice takeoff to his career, right? So you would give him that. But I do believe that he got the credentials to kind of validate kind of some of what he was saying against Buttons, dog. Because this nigga, I like the comparison that he made, like, nigga, you retired. You retired because you really couldn't get off like that.
That's his opinion, though.
But what is your opinion?
My opinion is it's somebody that stepped away from him because I got to deal with all this nonsense. Like, we're not making money like that. Drake is one of those people. He got a formula that works for him. It works for him. He's making money. He's in a lane. I'm singing. I'm at whatever I'm doing. That's why I'm making my money. Joe is a lyricist. In today's game, that's not what it is. Of course, we getting flashes here, flashes there of that right now. But at the same time, anybody that know Joe, that man, he got busy on the mic.
This is true. I'm not saying that this is not true. We're not saying that Buttons cannot rap. This is true. You can't really compare. You can't really compare that. But what I'm saying is does he have a point as far as, like, nigga, you couldn't do it.
But we don't know because the man took a different direction.
Definitely the first two albums we talking about, it was a different type of hip hop, but this was still during the time that hip hop was.
Who are you referring to, Joe? Or are you talking about Drake?
Just both of them, because when Joe came around,
Joe only had one album. The second one was shelved. After that, he went straight to independent route, which he was ahead of his time. He went straight to Amalgam Digital, whatever that was called, and he put out the Mood Music series, which still stands the test of time right now. But at the same time,
Joe could probably just go tour just off of the, and Drake said that.
Of course, but that
last album that
Joe put out, that was well put together. It was a great album, but Joe just didn't want to do that no more. People was asking, book the man. That was the Rage Against the Machine.
Right, correct. Exactly. Okay, exactly.
That was a great project.
Correct. Nobody's taking Joe's credits away from him.
No, but he's saying that he failed, but the man didn't want to go that direction because there's no money in that for him. He saw that. That's why he stopped. It's not that he stopped because he couldn't do it.
Okay, I see what you said.
Yeah, all the people that's in the music, they're not making money off music. They're making money off other things.
Of course.
Drake is just one of those people. He happens to still make money off of music. Of course, you got these other ones that's making money, but at the end of the day, it's a business. When they sit down and look at the finances and look at the books and all that, they be like, wait a minute. I ain't making no money. I'm not Drake. I'm not Cole. I'm not whoever, K-Dot. I'm not none of these dudes. I got to go back and reevaluate because a lot of them, it look like they got money. But when you do that sit down and break down that book, they don't have no money, no nothing. Nothing to show.
I don't know, bro. I can definitely understand what you're saying, especially when you look at like how he said it.
That can be true at the same time, though.
Okay, I love that you said that. That's one of my favorite sayings. But two things can be true at the same time as long as they're not mutually exclusive. And this, in a way, is that kind of situation, bro, because he's even said it there. He said you switch careers because the things that popped into your brain had you broke. Living check to check and the raps you write for 450 men to be mean mugging you at the club. I mean, this is true.
And that sounds like a hurt fan. So where we going? Just for you to know that you in that bag. You one of those men. I don't want to hear no more. That's invalid now because you was one of those men.
Yo, I am weak. Let me get the quotes.
He peeped that whole scene. He was one of those men.
Yo, let me peep this shit. This nigga said 450 men showing up to your show in Dusty Essence jeans to screw up their face to Murder Music 29 and pretend you the GOAT. Damn, son. See, I didn't like how she, but I didn't really, what I thought was kind of messed up was kind of how he tried to sun this nigga, like, please, to any artist that's doing what they feel, like, yo, please, these niggas.
And nobody believes it, and this is not believable for
this nigga said this is not believable.
Where were you at when this man was barring you up for almost 5 to 6 records? Then you went, please. He went to go get help. As right now, he got people trying to take battles now for him. He went and had battle rappers trying to rap at Joe. Cause he wasn't doing it.
He gave an excuse.
He gave it. He gave an excuse talking about he ain't worth it and all this other nonsense. That was his excuse.
Oh, so you saying even now? I'm glad you brought that up.
Where's that energy for Push?
Oh, bro. See, I'm glad you brought that up.
That's not enough. Whatever you put these records ain't enough.
But say it one more time.
Whatever you putting on these records not enough.
Oh, I'm fucking weak, son. So basically what you're saying is, and I agree with you, that when Push came to shove, pun intended, his pen froze up and he really had nothing for him. But you have to still respect him because at least he went back at Push. So you can't really say
he ran. Went back at man what?
But you really can't say that he ran running scared neither.
What are you talking about? Right now?
I'm talking about when they had their back and forth.
It was more towards Kanye at the time. What do you mean?
I mean,
he avoided that whole situation.
I don't know, bro.
Supposedly, his daddy, aka Mr. J Prince, put a halt to that.
Yes, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I remember the interview. He was on the Breakfast Club, said, yo, Prince was on there saying, yeah, I told him, I heard the shit, I could have ended everything, and blah, blah, blah. But the original shit was between him and Push, no? When the niggas went at it a couple years ago. So all I'm saying is I respected the young boy for even saying anything at that time, because given that
you're supposed to say something, because
we were all shocked that it was him. Like, oh wow, so he didn't.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't shocked at all.
I was shocked. I didn't think, he had ran from so many niggas dissing him before that.
I wasn't shocked because he had been talking about he was that guy. So it's just an opportunity and time for you to present it. So
yeah,
whenever it's time to rap, you rap. So yeah. you got the courage up to do it. Okay, cool. I was waiting for it. You know, but it's not enough.
Nigga said it's still not enough.
It's not enough. This man bodied you on Exodus before you even got started. So what were you talking about?
Body. That shit's nasty.
He threw Wayne. He killed Wayne on there. He killed Birdman. What are we talking about? Today. Oh, and then he got the Dream on the hook.
Yo, bro, the shit was nasty. And then he dropped the Stellar. I can't even call it an album. I just called it a project. That shit was only like 7-8 records. But that was a good moment in time. But all I'm saying is as far as the fact of what he was saying about Buttons, you say it sounded like a hurt child, which I can definitely see some of that in there too. But to me, it's just kind of funny that it's a lot of truth to this. So I don't really know, bro. This nigga, he do got some points, but Buttons did leave the game under.
Of course, it's points, but don't do all that. First of all, I know that somebody sent him a clip. He didn't get the context of the entire. And this happens every time with Joe. Every time they jump out the window, they never say, they never retract anything. They never go back and like, you know what? I jumped out the window. They pride and they ego all in the way because they get clip bait. They give him a clip. This man gave pay. He bigged him up. He said he's going to go back to the album and everything. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah.
He said his stance going to change and everything, you know, but he had to sit with it. But it was just to the point that he had heard it up until that point, and his fans, he got a review because it came out. They want to hear a review. He gave his opinion. That's my opinion. You can't be getting upset because that's my opinion. It's not like it's facts or law. But
right now, and I feel you on that.
Coming from somebody that he looked up to, that's somebody he admired at one point. He hurt on top of that. He feel like he's been threatened. he threatened an attack. Man, this man been going on every day since what? Friday, Saturday? He been putting a post up every day.
Yo, my
he had Daddy Aubrey come in and say something talking about you haters.
Bro, yeah, that is sad when you go get Pops. Yeah, but Pops.
Then he got Birdman stepping in for him.
But before we move off of that, I just want to get your take on this piece that he said, because the rest of it is kind of like what you say. It's just bullshit music fodder, basically just talking shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The second piece I do want to get your opinion on, though, because this is more so about him talking about it in a sense of hip hop greatness yet again. Like, listen to what he's even saying. This is how nice he thinks that, like, he is. This nigga thinks he should be in the Hall of Fame. He goes, "You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number," he continued. So that's just that piece,
bro,
right there.
What is he referring to? What jersey does Joe always talk about hanging up?
You know what I'm saying?
The jersey he talking about hanging up is the one for women. So what? That's why he's talking to people that don't understand what he's talking about. But you see how he's big. He's flipped the narrative. Joe ain't say nothing about he was being the greatest or nothing. But he said, "You can hang my jersey up in the Raptors because I'm that man when it comes to getting women." That's what he's always been stuck with that. He wanted them assassins, so he called this up. So you go in, you put that talking about a greatness and hanging your jersey up in the Raptors and all this craziness. You know for damn sure what that man be talking about. But as usual, they not gonna believe Joe. They gonna believe him because his accolades, how big he is, his mouthpiece, all that.
I think that this isn't the first time in a situation with this nigga. So, I mean, when I looked at it, I just looked at it from a standpoint of, yeah, you can't knock a nigga for his opinion. Yes, this is true, number one. So that's definitely true. So when you said that, you can't get mad about a nigga and his opinion. But there's other shit that Joe done said recently, too, that's kind of be lame, at least in my opinion, like telling this nigga J. Cole to stay away from certain rappers because he be changing their whole, like, narrative and shit. I'm like, nigga, that's one song. So, I don't know, yo. Joe, I feel like, I definitely like him. I respect him. I feel like his pen is definitely up there, but with anybody. You know, but I just feel...
What they say, they call it COE, content over everything.
Yeah, of course. But he's also everything. But he's also in the entertainment business now,
bro. Of course.
So a lot of that, that's what I'm saying.
This man plays, he knows how to play that. But at the same time, this man, and during this whole podcast that he had, this man went in and said, "Don't ever get back on the song with J. Cole again." J. Cole been on a tear, killing shit. It's just
Man. Life. So those are the artists that I'm talking about when I say, "Yo, it's a handful of artists that could probably go drop you a pretty solid project." I mean, I don't know, man. Lyrically, I look at it like kind of what you say, where you put the... If you're not judging on a curve...
Then how are we judging?
But if you're judging just on a pure hip-hop sense of just, like, pure hip-hop, and you take away the like you say, the formula, the secret sauce that the nigga done used,
mm-hmm.
he leaves... It's still a lot to be desired there as far as, like, actual bars. So I don't want people to get confused.
If he takes away his special sauce, that's going to be, like, something on a bucket list that everybody want. They want him just to rap. They
to
know
see
he
if the nigga can actually rap.
They want him to rap, like, just rap. All the gimmicks aside, just go back to old school, jump on one of them Knife Warner beats, get on Little Brother style, whatever you want to do, and just rap.
Oh, that's hilarious. But you definitely bringing up some of his compadres while we was talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you make of the Birdman situation with Gilly?
Oh, I think it's a bit rollout, but at the same time, it's entertaining. I don't see much into it. You know how Gilly is. He's been his high horse ever since they got this new money and new fame. And because if you look at it, like, you know, I say about 3-4 years ago, he was talking differently. He was real humble. Now he's not really humble. It's like he's just very cocky now.
Yeah, it's hard to be humble when you got 100 million.
Yeah, once you know, well, again, yeah, that's what they say, but we don't actually know what the number is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they got paid. They got some money. You can see the lifestyle change, but at the same time, like, you know, we can't be like, oh, you got this money, you got that money, and because that's not what it is. IRS coming to get their joint. You know, Uncle Sam ain't playing no games with you.
Yeah, no, that's fucking real shit. Definitely pay your taxes. Pay your taxes, people.
Whatever you thought you had, it's good as gone, because you're finna take all that. You know? So that's just a lesson for all the youngins are up and coming. Pay your taxes. pay your taxes. You don't wanna look like Red Fox.
I'm more
you don't wanna look like, you know, man, with a man who sang the joint for Aladdin.
Nah, man.
Peebo Bryson. You don't want to look like Peebo Bryson.
Nah, man. That's the dude who played Simba.
No. I'm talking about Aladdin. The guy who sang Aladdin. Yeah, the soundtrack of the animated cartoon movie.
Yeah, nah. Peebo Bryson. Yeah. Nah, don't go out like that. That was messed up.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shoot.
That's funny as hell, bro.
Hell, even on, you know, Granddaddy Isley went to jail for the IRS, so, you know.
Bro, fuck, look at Wesley Snipes, dog.
Oh, man, they messed him over.
This nigga say, I'm never going to pay.
I thought he was going to get away with it, too.
Nah, I think he went to jail twice for that shit, though. So, I ain't paying, fuck it.
Nah, they came and got him. They doubled back and got him, though, you know.
Yo, buddy, it's crazy. He said, Joe, I ain't paying.
Then they got Fat Joe, Slim Joe, what we call him, Medium Joe now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He went to the slammer. That was for tax evasion.
Yeah, some tax joint.
Bro, they'll let you go for them drugs, but then taxes. You ain't pay them taxes.
You better pay them. What they call it? You better pay the piper.
Yeah, I think he got I think he had to go to prison. I think he got some time.
Yeah, but he got out early on good behavior or whatever it was. He ain't stayed a full stint.
Hey, and I know, hey, good for him. If he was able to get out of there, get the hell out of there.
Yeah. You know, I champion any of that, but at the same time.
Bro, I think he was good. I've ever seen him say on the podcast, he had the Puerto Ricans and shit, so he wasn't sweating it, really.
Well, you know, you had, who that, Charlie Rock?
Yeah.
Charlie Rock. Rest in peace.
Word, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. But that's another story right there.
Yo, damn, son, this nigga Snipes is really crazy. This nigga didn't pay his taxes from 91 to 02 and was sentenced to 3 years, and he served 28 months of them shits. Damn.
Yeah, he got off scot clean because he backed like he ain't never left.
Oh yeah, for sure. He done had some shit since 2008 for sure.
Yeah. Only thing is, you know, Marvel need to pay respect to him, because if it wasn't for his movie, we won't be having no Marvel movies.
Oh yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah, he saved it. His movie alone saved the company.
Now
his movie saved the company. Now they want to act like, you know, he don't exist.
That's crazy, son. But I don't know, man. I think this shit is kind of corny. Even though, yeah, I know Gilly and them in a different place, but I think both of them kind of corny to be talking about some shit that's 25 years ago.
Birdman just got to stop talking. He's too old for this nonsense.
I thought this man was supposed to be rich as fuck. Like, I would be disappeared, gone somewhere, bro.
I wouldn't be talking to nobody. I wouldn't be, I'd be in a whole private island.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't even be worried about this shit. And he still got the the cash cow's flowing, dog. Nicki, Drake, Wayne. Them niggas is still.
Don't get me started with his slimish ways. You think I ain't forgot that he tried to knock off Lil Wayne now? We ain't forgot. Trust me.
Bro, I think he did put a hit out on that nigga. Yeah, that was the rumor, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't no rumor. He put the hit out.
Damn, that shit's fucking crazy, because bro.
Old boy who did it, of course, they made it seem like it was all him.
Oh, yeah, he did confess to that shit. Yeah, I remember what you're saying.
That was organized by that man right there.
Damn.
That's some wild stuff right there.
Bro, that did happen, matter of fact, yo. The fact that you even bring that up is crazy. I do remember that shit.
To be that mad at somebody that you gotta try to take them out? No. Ain't no more going back in business with you. Mm-mm. And then you're gonna lie and tell me you ain't had nothing to do with it, but it traced back to you?
Yeah, I do think that young kid or whoever they tried to get to do it, I think he did say that. Yeah,
he got time.
Yeah,
I want to say it's like 10 years.
I think that did happen.
No, it happened.
I think so.
This ain't no speculation or nothing. This happened.
An indictment filed in Cobb County, Georgia, alleges that Cash Money Records, Birdman, and Young Thug were involved in a RICO conspiracy to kill Lil Wayne. The indictment charges associate. Oh yeah, Jeffrey Winfrey. The plot was alleged in response to an earlier threat from Young Thug's life against Lil Wayne. On April 26th of 2015, shots were fired at Lil Wayne's tour bus as it pulled off from Compound Nightclub in Atlanta. The allegation suggests that Birdman hired a hitman to kill Lil Wayne in his tour bus. Damn.
You see how ruthless these folks is?
Yo, that's crazy. And that was in 2006. And it's funny how now they popped this nigga for a RICO case.
Listen.
Damn, that's crazy, yo. That did happen. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it happened. They act like it nothing happened. He's solid and he 100. But you trying to off the man who kept your company alive. He kept Cash Money afloat while everybody had dipped out on you because all your craziness, you weren't paying the people. Manny Fresh jump ship. Juvie jump ship. If I was BG, I'd stay far away from his ass.
Bro, that's fucking crazy, though. I mean, what's the alleged rumor that he supposedly gave this nigga $1 million when he came home? Yeah, but did y'all pay taxes on that $1 million?
I don't care what you supposed to give me. Don't give me nothing knowing your track damn history.
Bro, that's just some crazy shit.
I'm owed that money in the first damn place.
Yeah, probably more, right?
What the hell? I'm owed that money. He was the first one of the first artists before Juvie.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, before Juvie, but Juvie was just a big breakout. He was the first artist. He had by at least a handful of albums out before the Juvie got over there with Soldier Rag and then 400 Degrees.
Yeah, bro, they was already off and cooking before that. So,
yeah, yeah.
But that just goes to show you, bro, that you don't even, that this hip hop game is fucking wild. And to even speak about, you know, a big time owner of a label potentially trying to whack his artist.
Take that.
Right, yo, son, what the hell is going on out here? And it's crazy how all this shit happened during the week of the 50th anniversary. Yo, that's crazy how they do hip-hop, boy. The hip-hop police must be knowing what's happening.
Well, if you talk too much and talking about you promoting your book and then you move back to the city where it happened at, and we go by different standards, I'll lock your ass up too.
Yeah, definitely. So what is the story with this nigga Keefy D? So he was supposedly one of the four men in the car that shot Tupac.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know everybody else in that car is dead, right?
Oh yeah. I keep hearing all these other stories talking about bigger than that and
yeah.
It's conspiracy, but no, dude, if you in the car and you got away scot clean, just shut the hell up and keep moving.
Yeah, I wouldn't have kept talking about it. That's why he should have had a fucking lawyer with him.
No, he tried to put that book out. He thought he was
Yeah, but they're not even. Yeah, but they said the book didn't help. No. But if he would have had a lawyer with him, bro, he would have knew that he could only talk about it the one time. Like, he couldn't just keep talking about it. That's crazy.
He thought he was untouchable. That's what happened.
Yo, that's crazy.
He thought he was Mr. Untouchable.
So what do you think happens now? You think he goes to trial? Or you think he gonna just cop a plea and that just be it? And you don't hear nothing else about it, and then he cop dies? A
plea, he talking.
And then he goes...
he gonna talk just like the... he gonna talk like a parrot. Parrot right next to somebody who been training that damn bird to talk. He gonna
yo,
talk
bro, with some crackers, yo, that's fucking hilarious.
Listen,
bro.
He gonna tell it all. He gonna say who was involved, who tried to pay me, who I used to see when I came to New York City, when they came to LA, what they did, what I did.
Bro, that is hilarious.
I ain't got nothing to lose now. You don't lock me up, I ain't got nothing to lose now.
Yeah, but they try to cut me. I think this nigga gonna cop a plea and they gonna seal the case and he gonna die 2 months later of COVID.
No, it ain't gonna be no COVID.
It's gonna be a cold case for the rest of our lives.
It's gonna be. We lost that camera footage in the jail cell.
Yo, they gonna say it was the Epstein. He hung himself. Yo, son, but
beat that ass with a pillow to death.
Yo, you see Mace and Cam was talking a little bit about it. Do you think it's gonna come out, son, that Diddy put the hit on this?
Listen, Keefe don't already mention it saying that he paid him $1 million to take a hit out on Tupac.
Jesus.
That been circulating. I'm telling you, when he been getting on these different platforms like the Art of Dialogue and Vlad and all that talking, he just been talking like he oblivious to everything. Like, you know, he ain't had no involvement or nothing.
I don't know, Doug. Listen,
if it really come out, but I don't know, it could like not go that way because Diddy got money.
Yeah, that nigga is paid crazy, boy. Yo, I'm still tripping
but
off the
if
fact.
If they really want to pursue it and then be like, we don't care about the money. We don't, this is not a money thing. We wanted justice. We don't.
Nah, not even justice. They just want to fuck your whole shit.
No. You know, oh, we going to get somebody. We've been trying to lock these black mother effers up for so long. We going to get somebody, boy.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I still think it's crazy the fact that he got shot on the strip. And ain't nobody really see nothing, dog. Or so they say.
Listen, they know who, man.
That's almost impossible. After Tyson fight get out, bro, people saw everything. Listen, too many people.
The word got back to California all back then, 27 years ago. What happened to Tupac?
No, yeah, for sure.
It's street politics, man. Nobody ain't saying nothing, dude.
Oh, back then, yeah, the streets was a way different place than what you talking today, dog.
Well, you see, keep going. So,
bro, could you imagine? You would think that, but I guess there is no statute of limitation on murder, I don't think.
No, and plus, you know, I can't really do nothing. You don't went back to Los Angeles. But once you touch down back in Las Vegas, Nevada, you talking about you touching down, you're going to stay over here and you're going, oh, really? Oh, no, we've been looking for you for a long time. Come on over here.
Oh, word. So they caught this nigga when he went to Vegas.
Yeah, they said he living back over there. He was living back over there.
Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, he moved back over there.
Yeah, I think they said that he was, what, still running dope or some like fentanyl some shit. I don't know.
No, all I know is he was running his damn mouth.
Well, no, but that's how they ended up catching him, and he ended up catching this deal in the first place.
Throw his ass in the damn grinder.
Yo, you's crazy, boy.
Throw sugar in there too.
He already in there.
No. Throw him way under. The way he talking reckless. Oh my goodness, boy.
Damn, son.
You see Gene, Big Gene. Gene Deal ain't.
Yo, you stupid. Yo, you stupid.
When I say it's if it ain't one person that let up on Diddy, that man ain't let up on Diddy yet.
Yo, I think he was the dude. Wasn't he the boy who just like the security guard?
Yeah, he was the security.
Yeah, he was the one who was just talking about Superman.
This man been for years now. He been sticking with his word.
Yo, he, I think he just dropped a story talking about Superhead.
Man, Gene been talking about everybody, man.
No, yeah, yeah. You talking about Diddy bodyguard, right?
Well, used to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just seen a story of him the other day talking about Miss Old Corinne Steffens and how he was dealing, how Diddy was dealing with Corinne Steffens downstairs while J-Lo was upstairs at a party she was throwing for him. I'm like, dang, Puff, crazy boy.
No, he said he had to take that.
Yo, that's crazy.
He took it, all right. Took it for the team, too.
Hey, if you youngsters don't know, you know, just Google Shorty and you'll know what's happening with that whole situation. Hell,
it could have been the other way around. He was taking it.
Hey, yeah, bro, from the stories we hear about that, too, I don't know. But, you know, that's neat. Hey, that's that man's business.
Shout out to my big homie, Fame. He be talking about it all the time. Yeah, that boy Fruity is a booty boy.
Yo, bro, you see what 50 said? 50 stupid said. I think my shorty was showing me that shit, talking about something. He hugged you from the front and the back at the same time. I'll be going to that nigga parties.
That boy 50 ruthless, boy.
Yo, that's freaking hilarious. That's crazy though, bro. But I mean they was even saying though that Suge had put a hit out on like Biggie and shit, bro. So I mean it goes both ways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but for what?
What you mean? I don't know, right? Well, for what
reason? Yeah, but from my understanding, like the word in the streets is anything that had Biggie was just a casualty. We was trying to get Puff. We didn't really want Big, but you know, we got Big, he was a consolation prize.
Word.
But we were trying to get Puff. He just was never around or never, you know, can get got.
Yeah, that's probably true too.
Talking about like he ain't really show no remorse either when he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga didn't even cry in the fucking what was that little the fucking interview shit really. That nigga just put it that nigga just did the thumb to the index finger shit.
Yeah, Gene said he told Big Mom, Miss Valetta Wallace, about the whole thing, everything, but she just didn't want to hear it.
What happened?
He was telling her about Puff and everything.
Who was? About
Gene.
Oh, yeah, facts, yeah, right.
But she didn't want to hear it or nothing.
Yeah.
Of course she heard it, but she's like, she just didn't want to deal with it or nothing like that. She just wanted it all be done with.
Yeah, that's sad, bro.
Yeah. This man made a living off that man.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's true, too. Yo, there's not too many niggas in the... I mean, so what do you make of that? Especially that happens a lot in the music industry, period. But it definitely seems to happen with black and brown artists a lot, especially when they are owned by another, you know, black or brown person. Listen, so
I don't know what kind of... To be honest with you, I don't know what kind of deal did he be having or what's wrong, but
I mean
none of his artists really strive and do well.
I mean, yeah, he had his moment in time in a couple records, but I mean the only real other person I can think of owning a label that a lot of people really didn't say, you know, like owed them bread or like
P.
Who? P, I mean, P had his little shit with the Migos real quick, but yeah, for the most part, P. But also Dre,
nah,
bro.
But he didn't owe nobody no money.
Nah.
If they wanted to leave, he let them
go. Yeah, they just wanted their shit. They were like, yo, let me take my talents to go do my own
let
thing.
Let them go. Yeah. He ain't hold them back.
That whole thing is just...
Keeping everything.
Yeah, that's just business, though. You know, you got to work that out before you just can't walk out the door. We have to figure out how we splitting this up. Yeah, I feel you on that, though.
Yeah.
But,
P, they say P used to give him, like, hey, you can take everything. Go. I'm not going to hold you your own man.
Yeah, but them niggas still got them sheets filled out, so he's still going
to Oh, cool.
Eat. Well, yeah, he gonna eat forever, yeah.
We're going to release sheets, and then you're going to... But we never heard none of them talking about they old got old need
a
old.
Yeah, that's a good point. So shout out to him. And I was also gonna say Dre when he was running that aftermath shit. You don't hear M of 50 say Dre owe me no money.
Even the people that didn't come out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, they was like, it's just Dre, his process. They just never came out. They got compensated, but you know.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that between 50 and M, or between M, 50 and M, this nigga Dre done sold. Dog, these niggas so crazy. Whatever the fuck, whatever analogy you want to use. They done sold crazy records, but you never really heard about this man owing them no bread. Right. But I will say this, though. If it do come out that I think he has something to do with it, bro, but it's hard to say because Pac was in there acting stupid too, dog. So even if Puff did have a million on his head, he was still acting stupid, dog. So he still could have got shot that night.
Didn't get along. Puff didn't like Pac.
Yes, this is true. But
that time, Pac was young still. You got to understand, he might look like the way he was, you know, presenting himself, his music wise.
Bro, but everybody back in the day look old, even though they was young.
But we keep forgetting that Pac was young minded. You gonna make crazy hella mistakes.
Dog, I think Pac was I think he was like 24 at the time.
Yeah, 24. He died at what it was. He was getting his stride around like 23, 24, 25. He died.
Yeah, I think Biggie died like at 25 too, though.
Yeah, 25. They're both like, one was older than the other one, about a year.
Yeah, but I think didn't they get murdered within like 14 months of each other, dog? It was...
Shit, not even 14.
Yeah, like
but Biggie. But Pac died in September, Biggie died in March.
Yeah, see, so yeah, exactly. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Who knew, boy, that nigga Biggie Smalls was just the illest. Crazy. But that would be wild if that case takes a crazy story. So we definitely gonna keep an eye on that shit. I want to see what happens. Because they keep saying, and $1 million back then, yeah, you probably killed somebody for less back in those wild times, especially when you run in those groups of people. So,
well, hell. They say, you know, all this brother love this and brother love that, but Puff was doing some ruthless thing back in the streets, boy.
Yeah.
You see, Wolf got killed.
Yeah.
Like I say, bro. They say that it really started when Suge got killed.
Yeah, and that's a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff was going on back and forth on both sides of people.
Yeah. Because they said they were cool. They were cool at one point, but when Suge homie got killed by Puff or whatever, Puff people or whatever the case may be,
that's
when it started.
Yeah, and then I think
happened in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then Pac got shot in New York and shit. That didn't help.
Yeah, that ain't helped at all.
Yeah, so sad. We'll see how it all gets pieced together in the end. You know what I mean? But this nigga Keefe D is off the chain, bro. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. Gotta go to jail at that age. That sucks.
Well, all the way to tell you, don't drop the soap.
Damn, bro. First, I'm looking at this shit say first degree murder. Like, damn.
Yeah, they trying to rope him off. They say, you the last one? No, you got to get this. You got to take all them charges. Take them all. Eat them.
Yo, this nigga 50 stupid. See, even speaking of this man 50, he was taunting Puffy over the murder too.
Yeah, he was at the tour. He stopped. He was talking during the tour about it. He said, "You know, I don't like Puff or Brother Love. What are you saying?" He said, "Man, he got my man Tupac killed."
So now you might look at other niggas who already think that 50 is snitch and be like, "Look at this nigga snitching again."
But that's not snitching when it's already been put out there. He just bringing it up.
Yo, this nigga 50 stupid. This nigga said. Damn, so Pac got lined up by Brother Love. Time to lawyer up. Yo, shit might get sticky.
That boy 50 is a fool. For sure. Rakim is going down. Okay.
Oh yeah, bro. You definitely gotta respect the legend, Rakim. So that's what I'm saying. How many people in the building really know Rakim? You know what I'm saying?
But they keep panning the Swiss, which know that. But
exactly. So you know what I'm saying. So you know Swiss gonna big him up. You know Swiss back in his childhood shit.
Yeah.
You already know how that go, but damn, son, this shit is too crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's what's up, man. That's my definition of like hip hop lyricism and yep. stuff. Like Joe Budden to me is like closer to like pure rap. You know that you just be impressed when the nigga do anything that's even half decent, which is funny. But when it comes to the awards. What do you make of Fat Joe hosting the awards? Is he a good person? That's a good representation of the 50 years of hip-hop, or would you have chose someone else not to shade Fat Joe?
Oh, I'm shading him.
He said, I'm shading.
You see all that shit with Big Pun? Don't
give yeah. me Yo, but he says that, He says that he offered to give the Pun family. You seen it? He offered to give the Pun family everything. So I mean, damn, what else?
His name carry weight, so they gonna. He could be lying, and they ain't gonna believe it because who he is.
Yeah.
If you a small entity or you ain't got much power, what the hell, LL got on?
You know, he's living that lifestyle, baby.
Oh my goodness, he's been wearing some questionable shit lately.
But it's just sad to see that that type of crap always got to be associated. But yo, people be doing people dirty for the cheese, dog, especially back then because
yeah, they feel like I did you a solid by getting you out the streets or something more.
Bro, even if you just look at it from the standpoint of dog, niggas was actually buying CDs for like $20 a pop, dog.
And they were making money back then, man.
Bro, and these niggas was going, if you platinum. Was, bro, platinum, multiple times platinum, dog. And that's what I'm saying, like.
Yeah, they talking about now, Drake can never.
Bro, they was getting cheese, and that's back when a dollar was worth, you know what I'm saying, a dollar, not this inflation bullshit we got now.
Yeah, the dollar worth two pennies, boy.
That's crazy. But to me, I don't know, bro. Like, if this is 50 years of hip-hop, they really should have sprinkled in a little bit more. They tried to, but you should have had more, like, artists. This should have been, like, a bigger deal.
No, it takes too long for that. But they represented real nice in New York City. But,
of course, always.
People complained about that because why we weren't known. That shit, they said the damn show was, like, 10 hours long.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I feel what you're saying. You can't really, yeah, that's mad niggas.
You talking about a 24-hour event if you want to talk about putting all these damn different regions and artists on.
I mean, nah, you could have did this. You could have did the South, the Northeast, the Midwest, and the West Coast. What else you really going to do? That's pretty much four regions.
They got their representation, but, you know, it was other people felt they was left out. But we, you know, it's a business.
Of course.
The business is going to get who they seem and deem fit for that type of thing. These other artists got upset because they weren't on it, but they got upset with Nas because he was the front of it. But if he's being backed by somebody and they was like, we want this person, we want that person, he going to go along with it because them is his business partners. He only could do so much.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. Of course.
So all those other people that didn't get on, they was like, oh, that's wrong. He ain't put his song. They ain't give us a fair shot. It could have been represented. He got whoever they can book at that time or whatever the case may be. Like I said, it was in New York City and the damn concert. The show was at least 10 hours long.
Yeah, I remember that year, bro. That's
it was at least 10 hours long for this joint.
Yo, but that shit was still ill. But yeah, that shit was bad.
But that's a show, though. That's a show. Like, you know, you got all these different acts.
And yeah, but
especially in the birthplace of New York City.
At least it was live.
What you oh yeah.
That okay. Was,
you know.
That's hilarious, man. But shout out to LL though, bro. You know what I'm saying? And they keep showing these same two old dudes. Shout out to the two old dudes too.
Oh, that's Steve-O Bell and Marley Marl.
Steve-O Bell, he was what, an exec?
No, he like a, what you call it?
A manager?
A manager, A&R.
Yeah, yeah, he an exec. He a suit.
Somewhat. I guess you got Steve-O Bell, you know, management. But... Oh, my goodness.
Yo, damn, they took it all the way back. But, yo, he's still a performer, so I just let you know that's better than what the buffoonery we were seeing before.
But, yeah, I know I probably catch a lot of flack, but I never liked this damn song. I love LL, but I never liked that shit. I'm sorry.
Yo, bro, I'm weak. Nah, man.
That if shit. This, and this is my opinion. Flack. People can't get upset with my opinion. That shit is trash. And if anybody know me, like, I'll give it up to L, but I don't like that song.
Hey, man, one song out of many, I don't think we're going to hold you for that.
Yeah, you know, no, but of course, to a pure hip-hop form dude, they're going to be like, oh, you lost your damn mind.
Yeah, bro, you might catch some flag for that. Yeah, one, I'm going to catch some flag.
I already know it, but, you know, I just take it. That's my opinion. I'm going to stick by it. I don't like that damn song.
It's cool, yo. You my brother, so I'm not going to let you take those arrows by yourself. But I am going to put my shield up on that, you know, so if a couple get through, that's cool. But definitely shout out to LL Queens and everything like that.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, you seen him in In Too Deep? You seen him?
Yo, bro, one of my favorite movies, yo, I don't know, you know, I'm a movie buff just like yourself. I was just watching, my daughter has now taken on, like, a weird fear of, like, sharks, and that's because, like, I went on, like, a shark movie watching Ben's.
Oh, what y'all watch? The Meg 2 or something?
No, I mean, I haven't watched The Meg 2 yet, but it's actually on my watch list, but I was watching all shark movies just in general, like, that was before The Meg 2 even came out. This was maybe, like, back in, like, I don't know. Maybe after The Meg 2 came out.
There ain't no good shark movies.
Bro, but I was watching old ones, like, and just because we watching LL, I was watching Deep Blue Sea, bro. That was the good shark movie. That movie
is awful. Oh my.
That movie is awful.
Oh my goodness. LL Cool J should be ashamed of himself for that.
That was a good shark movie, and that was the first time that a black man survived a horror movie. So.
Then he gets the arm made off?
Nah, he got bit.
Oh no, that was Samuel got eat up.
Yeah, Samuel got split in two. Yeah, it wasn't a good look.
Samuel got dealt the bad stick in a lot of movies too, boy.
Yeah, of course, bro. But just since you brought up LL, I just thought that was funny. And my dog, since it's Halloween, he was in Halloween H2O. He was the security guard.
I'm a Halloween fan. That movie was straight up awful. When I look back, I look back at it now. At the time, it was a big deal.
Bro, it was because it was good.
No, when we talking about 20 years later and all that.
So you saying that it doesn't stand up in the horror movie?
It's not good, no.
It's not worthy. It doesn't even get an honorable mention.
It's not good, no. Busta Rhymes shouldn't have been in the damn Resurrection.
So what is your favorite Halloween?
I got to be number one. We can go number four. And then we can go the 2018 version.
I know this last one. Did you see the last one that came out?
I own them all, man.
So you saw the last one that came out, like the supposed end of the series
of that series. That was a big no-no. I don't know why they did that, but
no, yeah. When did that come out? 2022.
That was 2022.
Yeah, that was trash.
And they said they were gonna catch a lot of flack before it came out because how
you're saying it's not the end of the Halloween series, no, it's the end of that series.
Yeah, of that because that company who had the rights to it.
But how many movies was in that particular series?
Three. It was Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
Okay, so when they come back out and do it again.
It's gonna be something different, totally different.
And they go, and this company gonna get a couple movies at it.
Well, they're trying to do a series, like do like an origin story when he was young. They're trying to focus on when he was young. And he killed his sister, and then you know he get locked up, and they want to do a story from when he locked up at the place to the time he about to break out. And then it'll lead up into a movie.
That don't seem like... Oh, you mean like a series on TV?
Yeah, like a series type joint.
Gotcha.
But they want to do like a backstory when he was young, you know, how he locked up at Smith Grove and all that joint. Yeah. That's one of the routes they're talking about going.
So I have to kind of try to figure this out then, because...
Yeah, because they said they're going to ditch the whole, all that. It's going to be something totally new.
So that means, so in order to watch the movie, you would have to keep up with the series? Gotcha.
If they go with that formula, they'll introduce him, like, you know, from the time he started killing, when he killed his sister when he was younger. He get locked up. You have his doctor trying to help him, but he can't help him because he's just pure evil or whatever.
Okay, so Rob Zombie did the Halloween and Halloween 2 back in 2007 and 2009.
Yeah, he did his little joint. The first one was cool, and then they said he messed it up right after that with that second one.
Okay, so... So you would consider that a little series that he did? Or were the movies two totally different movies?
But I'm saying that's what the... Whoever get the rights, that's the rumor mill right now. What they're trying to do, going at that route.
I don't know, man. My favorite Halloween was probably, you gave three. I mean, it's hard for me to do three, but my favorite Halloween probably is Halloween 2, dog. When she's trying to get out the hospital.
No, it's not a bad one. Not a bad one. Halloween. I like Halloween 2 because they made it seem like it was a continuation from the first one.
That's what I'm saying. So now that I'm kind of thinking back on the Halloweens that I've seen, I could kind of see what you mean with that.
Right.
I mean, Halloween 4 was probably pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's when he introduced the niece.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he get out. It's like, you know, he come back home, get revenge or whatever the joint is.
I mean, Halloween 3 wasn't horrible. I mean, the first four. Well, the first five weren't horrible. Especially 5 wasn't horrible. It wasn't the greatest.
No, it wasn't the greatest, but they rushed it because... Number 4 made so much money and it was a big smash. So they did that one the following year.
I see what you're saying, because they did one in 88 and then 89. Yeah,
yeah, they made that. Yeah, they made that the following year because it was a smash. So they was like, let's go back and go put them back, you know, bring them back. But yeah, they messed it up.
Yeah, because even though you had different directors in the first two Halloweens, John Carpenter
He said he wasn't coming back. But
he was still on as a screenwriter. Yeah, he did say that. But yeah, he was supposed to be a one-off as a screenwriter too, though.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a one-off.
See, so you see, it kind of got trash when you didn't keep the same team. Like, I'm looking at some of these, I'm like, damn, bro, you changed your whole team to shoot the second movie. But,
They kept the two main focus. They kept Dr. Loomis, which is, you know, Donna Pleasance. And
I didn't really care for that curse of Michael Myers.
But you got 4, 5, 6. That's what that is.
Yeah. Like I say, man, the first six weren't horrible, but my shit was number 2. It'd probably be for me, probably go. If you're talking just we'll do the 80s and then the 2000s.
Listen, what they did, if you get rid of number 1 and then that 2018 version.
Perfect. Bro, get rid of the 20. I'll take the 18 version over the 2022 version. Bro, he was slapping Michael, dog. He was choking him and all type of crazy shit. It wasn't even realistic. And since when you start bringing in demons and goblins and all this shit.
Listen. I don't know what route they were trying to do, but that's somebody where, you know, the writer is like, he normally do like crazy funny joints. So,
bro, you like the Terrifier?
I never watched it. I heard it pretty good, but
I'm gonna say so you a Halloween over what's Jason shit?
Friday the 13th. Man, that's just so man.
It's just really like a gore series now, really.
Of course, they're like supernatural, and they both on, you know, but the way they got Jason is it's just craziness, man. It's like he can't be like, come on now, just come on. You had the first one, his mama was doing the killing, and the second one, he come back out. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He watched his mama get beheaded and all this craziness, man. Stop it.
That's funny.
You watch your mama get beheaded and you didn't do nothing that first time? You crazy.
Yeah, that's a cool. Nah, I feel you on that though. That's real shit. Mm-hmm. But definitely was not a fan of the on the last fucking Halloween at all. But damn, yo, look where LL took the conversation all the way to Halloween. That's the power of hip hop, baby, taking you all the way to Halloween.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to. We got to keep hitting a couple horror movies throughout the rest of the month. Then, yeah, for real, because that's funny. But I don't know, man. Like I say, as far as what was this year?
Oh, OJD on, huh?
Yeah, that's why I just seen that. Yeah.
Uncle JD.
Shout out to
Puff now.
Shout out for So Def, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You heard me? He got a chance to take out Puff now.
Yeah. The Versus joint died down, but I think they sold that joint off though, right?
No, they probably got the rights back and everything.
Like I said. But Ludacris not even there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Luda there.
Oh, is he?
That's Luda.
Oh, there you, oh, okay. Yeah, look at this nigga. So like I say, bro, he had a nice little run, bro. He had a nice little squad. Luda underrated, really, for his style and for what he be rapping.
That man... Like, remember I told you? If I can make money somewhere else and make a lot more, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, bro. And he's not even that big of a... Did you peep his movie with Queen Latifah?
It's pretty decent.
I thought it was, too, bro.
Yeah, though a lot of people hate it, but...
No, I thought it was a pretty cool little movie. I thought it was funny.
But Ludacris act, though. When I seen him in Crash, that's I knew he was solidified then.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't even know if a nigga... them niggas can act, bro. So I don't know if these niggas go to school, if they're just naturally that talented, just be hitting the fucking big screen like that. Yeah. But like...
You seen him when he was, what, Skinny Black?
Yeah. In Hustle and Flow.
In Hustle and Flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did a cameo in The Wash? Trout mouth nigga.
Yeah, man. Luda done got some acting chops. But and then look at the Fast and the Furious series, bro. Even though if you don't have
I wish they could just stop right now.
Yeah, but I mean, he had a good point with what he said, bro. He said, y'all keep asking me when we gonna stop making these movies. We gonna stop making them when y'all stop watching them.
I think they stopped watching this last one.
Maybe, bro, but look at how many they done did. They on what? 10? 10?
10.
Hey, man, don't say nothing, bro. I think 50 and them about to do another Expendables.
Listen, I don't know how the hell he even got in the damn movie.
No, that's crazy.
I guess because he cool with Sylvester. Because the movies that 50 was doing, action movies.
I think he's about to bring back whatever series he did in the Den or something like that.
Are you talking about Den of Thieves?
Yeah, Den of Thieves. There you go.
Yeah, it left out in you could come up with a sequel for it. It was a pretty good movie.
I think so.
Yeah. 50 got killed, but, yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do if he's supposed to be in this one, too. So I don't even know.
I don't know if he's going to be in it or not, but, yeah. I know O'Shea Jr. will be in it, though.
Right.
Yeah, Uncle Crusher.
I don't know, dog. These movies, I don't know what these numbers are in context. These numbers seem kind of small. Because I know these niggas had hit, I think one of these movies pretty much hit a billion.
What's that?
During the Fast and Furious franchise. So people was going to see them, dog.
Man. I don't know what the hell they're going to see. So damn, Travis, did you go see that shit?
I mean, there was a couple of them that was fired. Don't even hate
it. Yeah, before old boy passed away.
Yeah, it's time to let it go. Yeah.
When he died, that was the end. That last one when Wiz did the soundtrack, that should have been the end of it. That should have been done.
Yeah, I think that's what they was kind of in a beef about.
Wiz sent the man off perfectly.
Yeah, I feel you stupid. You said perfectly.
And Wiz ain't looked back ever since that.
Oh, yeah. Now, how could you? It was such a commercial hit, bro.
And with the scene and everything, almost a tearjerker, boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Yep. You call perspective without, you know.
Bro, perspective without limits, bro. You can take it. We take it wherever we want it to go.
Yes, sir.
Fast 7 did 1.5 billion, dog. So you, but that was in 2015. So you might be onto something, saying that like, yo, people is not going to go see this joint.
Boy, I tell you, man.
Actually, what was the last one? 2017. They did another billion.
The last one was last year, I thought. Or this year?
X. I don't even think this year. X. Yeah, I don't think X. Was it this year? Yeah, I think it was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be.
Throw it right in the garbage.
You said throw it right in the garbage. Yo, you'd be surprised what movies were successful, dog. Like, there's some movies on here that people went bananas for, dog. Like, the Pirate series? Crazy,
bro. Oh, I know. But that's going in the garbage, too. They got to start all over again.
Nah, the first two was fire, dog. Don't sleep on my man Davy Jones, bro.
Listen. Nothing about no damn Orlando Bloom and no goddamn Johnny Depp.
Bro, don't be hating on the Pirates, dog.
Throw Amber Heard ex-husband or whatever you want to call him in the garbage too.
Yeah. I already got a weird feeling that your top five of movies will be weird, dog.
That's gonna be a tough one to just sit back and talk about top five, because it'll be some off the wall random, probably.
Yeah, you put a number on it. Now that's where all the pressure comes from the number. People should just be like a top 30.
Yeah, because people who you talking about movies that people think should be like top classes. That's not my damn opinion of a top movie.
No. I'm just looking at the pure numbers of the box office. Is just what I just happened to.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying, you know, people. That's just like a cliche saying, like, you know, the greatest movies of all time. They think it's supposed to be those ones that they keep naming the same. It's the same thing when you talk about hip-hop albums and stuff like that. The top classic hip-hop albums. Them not my top albums, what people deem as the classics. Them not my classics.
I understand them
being classics, and, you know, I understand the time. But if I can't play you now, and if I see something change and it's differently, my perspective gonna be different on that album now.
Yeah, as you age, and I love when people be like, oh, well, you know, she aged like fine wine. I'm like, yeah, I get all that. Like, that's a cool cliche to say.
Let's be honest.
But I mean, your tastes change over time, so I can definitely understand that outlook.
The Chronic is a great album. Why is it a great album?
So you disagree?
If I start taking away things out that album versus 2001?
Yeah, but
I understand for the time and what it did. But
right,
let's
so you can't take that album.
You tell me I'll just but people be prisoners of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but nah, man. I mean, that's an interesting perspective to have, bro.
Chronic better than Doggy Style?
No.
Oh, you see what I'm saying?
But it's difficult to say, bro.
You just can't take away
moments at a time and be like, no. If you play that shit today, it's not. Of course, I mean, of course.
No, but you know, when we say classes, we gonna play that. It's timeless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let's put it like this: if we base it off of skips, I got plenty of skips on the Chronic, for sure.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So people, and see, that comes back again to to people overusing words and words losing their gravity and definition. So I wouldn't say The Chronic is a classic album. I would say The Chronic was it was how would I say? I would say it's more so like a place. It's a placeholder album, bro. Like, it's always going to have a place. You know what I'm saying? As far as it's being relevant in hip hop, regardless of if it has skips or not.
Listen, it's a classic within its own right, but at the same time, it's just one of those, like.
You're right. No, I see what you're saying when you're saying it's not, at least not for, in our opinion. It's not.
Opinion. Just opinion. I know, you know, other people going to be like,
You're more so saying that you would play certain songs off The Chronic.
Yeah, you know, I got my favorite song
all the way through. Yeah,
right. I got my favorite song, and it's like, that's just a cold song. Cold.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on that.
If I put that against Chronic 2001, I'm going 2001 all day, because that was, in my opinion, that was put together well, and it got ultimate play value from beginning to end.
Yeah, of course. No, I would agree with that statement. Right. Yeah, no, I would agree with that statement. And it performed well for him, too. So,
yeah.
Sonically, that album was ridiculous.
Yeah. What we throwing on? We throwing Smoke Weed Every Day. We better throw it on right now.
Yeah, you can.
Next episode, Still Dre.
Still Dre.
About Dre?
Yeah, good point.
Don't get me wrong. We got Can't F with Dre, F with Dre Day and all that. And
yeah, you do. But when I really think back to like that whole era of music, I'll probably, there's other records that I would rather play beginning to end before I would play The Chronic.
Right, right. That's like, it's just like it's a time and place for that.
It's it's a place. It's a place for the album. And that's no flight on Dre at all. Like,
oh, no, not at all. It's just if we talk about something that was pivotal and it moved the culture of, when we talking about smoking weed and stuff, oh, that's the album you putting on for sure.
Yeah, Dre. What the hell is Jada wearing, though?
Oh, he's talking about that contract.
Hey, man, shout out to him for talking to the youngsters about it, man.
You throw that damn refrigerator off the damn top building.
Yeah.
New York, if you see him.
Yo, them boys was crazy. Them Locks boys was crazy. Shout out to the Locks. But shit, yo, other than that, what else you had to really that you wanted to touch on with the people?
It was just a blessing, just, you know, get back in and touch the airwaves, you know?
Yeah, man, definitely good to get back and chop it up and see where the hell the conversation goes, you know what I'm saying? We'll see what this week bring us as far as, you never know, man. Shout out to also, before we go up out of here, man, peace and blessings to everybody involved in the madness over there, dealing with the Palestinians and in Israel. That's crazy. So definitely bless up to everybody out there with that.
Yeah,
God. Go ahead.
No, that was... I was saying the same thing you saying. Just God bless everybody over there. My stepmom was over there for a trip to Jordan, but yeah, she was over there. She just got back to New York tonight at around 8 o'clock.
Did she make it to Jordan? She was headed back from Jordan.
She was going. They were.
Oh, and they shut that. They say, anybody going nowhere?
Whatever she had planned
got canceled.
Changed. Because she was. While I was about to, it was getting ready to get down and everything.
Dang, bro. So that's a blessing then that she was able to make it back to the States for sure.
Yeah. It was looking kind of crazy to get back. So, but God bless everybody that made it back on that trip with her.
Yeah, definitely, man. So definitely peace and blessings on that. But outside of that, man, I don't really got too much for the folks, man. Just definitely glad to touch base. We'll be back in your ear sooner rather than later, I'm thinking. You're not mad like this day, man. Tuesday's working good for me, so.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. Lock in Tuesday.
I like it, man, but you already know. It's your boy, Sky High Ree, or Inky Ree. And I'm,
Your boy, Lenny Glory.
Man, this is PWL, Perspective Without Limits, and we are out of here.
Peace.